This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking a question. Are you willing to risk what you already have for something more? And personally, I've been at this place before when I've had the opportunity to leave the comforts of what I have for something more, but I just couldn't make that leap at the time. It's like I got to the brink, but I lacked the inner strength to get to the other side. And when I honestly think back about what could have been holding me back, I think it was the risk of losing the safety of what I already had. And sometimes that meant existing relationships. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about Gideon's story. Gideon was chosen by God to defeat the Midianites, an army that significantly outnumbered Gideon and his men. And although Gideon would be victorious over the Midianites, his truest battle was taking on his God-given assignment among those who knew him best, among those who would be the first to judge him. You see, Gideon was already locked into a way of being with his family members in the other tribes. He played a small, non-threatening role, and in turn, they loved him as little Gideon. But God had something more for him. And in the end, Gideon chose to leave the safety of what he already had for more. And now I ask you, are you willing to do the same? As today is the first day of the Lent season, see this question as an invitation to the more God has for you. And as you receive that, cling to these words, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27:1. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, leap for your miracle and never look back.